This is Fresh Air. November 26th, 1983, a group of British crooks robbed a security depot near Heathrow Airport and made off with 26 million British pounds in gold. The robbery inspired the new crime drama, The Gold, starring Hugh Bonneville and Jack Lowden. The first two episodes are now streaming on Paramount Plus, with a new episode dropping each Sunday. Our critic at large, John Power, says the show offers a lively look at the era when greed suddenly became good.
Back in the 1980s, the British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher famously declared, "There's no such thing as society." Although this was simply her hyperbolic way of saying that people shouldn't rely on government support, her words were taken quite differently. They fed the popular perception that, in the hyper-capitalist Britain that Thatcher was working to create, everybody was on their own. This idea forms the backdrop of The Gold, an enjoyable new series made, along with the BBC, for the Paramount Plus streaming service. It's based on a real-life gold heist of 1983, in which thieves broke into a warehouse and made off with 3 tons of gold bars. But this 6-part series is not the story of the heist. It's about the aftermath, a zippy saga propelled by a terrific cast, sharply drawn characters, and a slyly pungent vision of the go-go 80s. Although The Gold does begin with the robbery, its creator, Neil Forsythe, is more interested in the colorful outlaws who deal with the gold once it's stolen. They're spearheaded by a vainglorious fence, Kenneth Noy, who's played with cheeky charisma by the great young actor Jack Lowden, whom you'll know from Slow Horses. Noy brings in his usual partner in crime, a dodgy gold broker named John Palmer. That's Tom Cullen. Then he enlists a sleek, social-climbing lawyer, Edwin Cooper, played by Dominic Cooper. Even as we watch this crew go about its plans, we follow their pursuit by a police task force. It's led by Brian Boyce, a righteous, dryly ironic detective chief inspector, wittily played by Hugh Bonneville, who seems liberated at no longer being the dense Earl on Downton Abbey. Boyce's brightest officer is Nikki Jennings, nicely played by Charlotte Spencer, the supremely honest daughter of a South London criminal. Naturally, she's underrated at first, because this is the 80s, and she's a woman. The crooks work up elaborate ways to turn the gold into money, a process that involves smelted ingots, fake paperwork from Sierra Leone, genuine Swiss bank accounts, and real estate investments along the Thames that change the face of London. Meanwhile, the task force is dogging their footsteps. Yet Boyce isn't interested in merely catching the thieves, whom he considers garden variety criminals. He wants to nab the more powerful and more dangerous people, well-off fences like Noy, who bribe cops for protection, and the elite, who reap the benefits of organized crime but don't get their fingers dirty. Here, Noy talks his gold broker friend into handling the 3 tons of gold, a vastly bigger job than anything they've done before. He presents the idea as almost a social justice issue.
"We've done all right, considering where we're from. But I want to do all right the way the other side of this country does all right. People that come from money, they don't think much about what's right or wrong when they want to make more of it. No, they use what they have. Well, what we have, and they don't, is that we know villains, and villains know us. So let's use it."
Relishing a fast pace and broad canvas, The Gold zoots between scenes, locations, and characters. Everyone registers vividly, be it the shrewd, quietly menacing South London hood played by Sean Harris, or the gold broker's wife, that's Stephanie Martini, who doesn't know that her husband is busy moving a fortune in stolen gold every month. She wonders why he's too busy to take a holiday with his family. Like nearly all British stories, The Gold is shadowed, if not shaped, by the class system. Both the villains and the police come from the lower strata of a society that's run for the benefit of their posh social betters. The show isn't without sympathy for its bad actors, taking care to let us understand what drives the crooks to be crooks. The series' center is the battle between its two strongest characters, cocky Kenneth Noy and buttoned-up Inspector Boyce. Both profoundly resent the class system. But where the amoral Noy believes that he's merely grabbing his fair share of a system rigged against him, Boyce holds to an older idea of honor. He's especially angered by corruption among the police and the well-off, and he works hard to slow the rot. But he's too smart to think he can stop it. At one point, the gold dealer is cooking up a real estate deal in Ibiza. To smooth things along, he needs to pass an envelope full of cash to a local cop. He finds this reassuring. It confirms his sense that everyone has a price. This isn't true, of course. Just look at Boyce. Yet it is emblematic. The gold conjures the era when, from the mean streets of South London to the corridors of power, it became acceptable to think that money is the measure of all things.
John Powers reviewed the new crime drama series, The Gold. It's streaming on Paramount Plus. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, we'll talk about why jazz was banned in Hitler's Germany and how it was repurposed as propaganda on shortwave radio using existing swing tunes with rewritten, repellent Nazi lyrics intended to weaken British and American resolve. We'll talk with NPR Scott Simon about his new audiobook, Swing Time for Hitler, and hear some of the Nazi music. I hope you'll join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Teresa Madden, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Yakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. Our co-host is Tanya Mosley. I'm Terry Gross.